His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All righty, we continue. This is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in Charger star running back in Austin Eckler. And by the way, the Austin Eckler Foundation just last week unveiled a new state-of-the-art high school gym. And Austin is kind enough to join us right now. Austin, always great to talk to you. Appreciate the time. How you been?
Man, been doing great. Been, as you said, getting back in the community, making my footprint where I can, hopefully help some people out, become the best version of themselves. And really off-season's been great, but looking forward to training camp coming up here next week.
Yeah, I was reading about it. Tell me a little bit about this new state-of-the-art gym.
Yeah, so really with my foundation, the Austin Eckler Foundation, we're taking tangible resources, putting them back into the community, whether that's upgrading something that's already there or replacing something or even putting something that maybe hasn't been there. That ranges from washers and dryers at schools, football equipment, school supplies, bags for the homeless, weight rooms. We've done 2 weight rooms now for a couple of high schools. So just different types of tangible things that we're continuing to put back in. And as I said, really things that people have to go and actually use to get the benefits out of that. So for example, we just finished Long Beach Poly's weight room. And I tell these kids, I'm like, this is a great weight room, but it's only a tool. And if you don't use the tool, you don't gain all the skills. And there's so many different transferable skills that you can learn and practice in the weight room. And so that's when why it's one of my favorite projects. And looking forward to continue to do more. So yeah, you can check us out at austineckler.com. You can see all of our different projects and all the things that we're putting back to the community to make this place a little bit better.
You do a great job interacting with your fans and also doing a good job setting an example and being a good role model. I'm just curious, when you were growing up as a kid, who were some of your favorite players? Because now you're in that position where you get it all the time. Kids come up to you and they say, oh, I absolutely love your game, Austin Eckler, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty unique for me, actually, because I grew up out in the country, out in Colorado, so I didn't watch the NFL growing up. So I didn't really look up to any players. I didn't even think about the NFL. I didn't know I was going to be in the NFL. I have this new story. I've been doing some speaking, and one of my taglines is there is how I accidentally made it to the NFL. And that's really what happened. It wasn't necessarily an accident, but more of a result of the work that I was putting in. I was continuing to build up my capacity and the mental spot and the aspect and the physical aspect in the weight room and then, you know, on the field and in the sports that I was playing. And I was able to continue to build it. And so what I looked up to and who I looked up to were people that were just doing that. Like, who's continuing to progress? Like, I really looked up to a concept more than an actual individual, if that makes sense.
I've seen it for both ways, right? We've all seen the player that's been told from the start they're going to be a star from day one, and they find a way to get to that level and be as good as advertised. But I always like those stories when someone is overlooked and someone's told they can't do this, they can't do that, and that chip and that motivation is always just sitting on your shoulder, and you keep on proving people wrong, which makes a great story.
Yeah, and for me, I never had like people saying you won't make it, but it was more so the actions of the next level. For example, going into college, I had 0 Division I schools come talk to me. So it wasn't like people were telling me, oh, you can't make it. It was just, it wasn't an option. It
yeah.
was like they're showing me with their actions. No, you're not good enough. And then obviously it wasn't drafted or anything like that, but I have this saying, it's undrafted, underestimated, but unfazed. And so it didn't matter to me because guess what? I was continuing to build, to push forward. I didn't know where I was going. I had a vision. I wanted to go get into the business world, start growing myself as a person, and then did that well enough in the athletic space where I was able to get an opportunity for football. So, it's always been about the journey. The destinations are great, but that's just a stopping point to get to the next one.
Austin Eckler here with us. What do you take from last season? We all know how it ended, but how do you guys grow from what occurred in the playoff game last year?
Yeah. Our season was, there's a lot of ups and downs, and that's what the NFL is. And why is it up and down? Well, it's because inconsistency, and we're trying to find consistency. And there's a ton of different reasons why you might be or might not be consistent. And look, we have another opportunity to go out there and try to prove that we can be consistent. We have playmakers that can take us all the way. We have shown right how high of a level we can play at. We've also shown a low level that we can play at. That was last year. This is a whole new year, so we have a whole new opportunity. And on paper, you know, for the past few years, we look pretty good. Again, this year, we look great on paper. All right, let's go out there. Now, can we play to our potential? Can we keep guys healthy? And our guys playing up to that expectation, our coaches coaching up to that expectation, because that's what it comes down to. It's a whole organization, our fans showing up, supporting, like all that from top down, community, everybody. It takes everyone to get this thing done. And, that's what I love about this game is we're all individuals, but we all have our own piece.
I have opinions on Brandon Staley. Fans have opinions on Brandon Staley. You talked about the coaching component of it. You get to see him day in and day out, right? You have the player's view. What is the player view on your head coach?
Yeah, my view on him is this man, he's going to bring in all of the different strategies. He's going to set it up. He's going to have this man. So I swear this man sleeps and drinks and eats football because I love his team meetings. His team meetings, he breaks it down to a very basic level where anyone, he's talking about his wife. He's like, Amy could make this pass. Look, this is a cover two. They're leaving the flat open, you know, and he's break it down. He's making it entertaining, but he's super strategic. Very sophisticated, understands the concepts, the tendencies. He understands the statistics, and he plays off of those. He'll be, hey, we're in the red zone. We got this coverage. Is this down a distance this much time? Higher probability we're going to be a man type of thing. Like he knows that stuff, and it's on the spot. So this man has proven himself as a head coach to me that this man understands the in and outs of offense. He knows all the offensive plays, even though he's the, you know, defensive guy. And so he's definitely earned my respect. And then, you know, it comes down to the other coaches too. We have to have a good supporting cast, right? He's not calling the offensive plays. So he's relying, on our offensive coordinators, relying on our other guys to make sure that everyone is, in the right spot at the right time, and us as pros to make sure we're getting it done. Yeah, coaches, I'm excited to go back and play for him. He expects good things, big things. If you don't live up to those, he calls you out. I remember he was calling out Joey one time. He's like, this is what I saw in training camp. This is what I saw today. This is what Joey's level is. Like, he's not afraid to do it. He'll call me out. You know, he called me out last year a couple times. Me and the O-line, we got to get our run game struggled. And so he'll put you on the block. And guess what? You're in professional sports. Like, you got to be able to step up and understand that you're going to get called out because you have a high expectation. And that's what I want. And that's the environment he gives us. So I love it.
Austin Eckler here with us. We all know you guys have the talent. You talked about an offensive coordinator. You have a new one in Kellen Moore. Just what do you think he'll bring to this offense here in 2023?
Yeah. What I've learned about the NFL is, you know, you can have different guys who have different tendencies and things like that, but it comes down to your team because your team's going to decide what your strengths are, what you can and can't do. And then guess what? Your coaches are going to have to adjust to try to bring out the best in that. And so what we have is we have a different playmakers. We have me, you can put me all over the field. Receivers just brought in Quentin, Q. He's our first round pick. So excited to see him. I'm getting a lot of our O-line back. And so we have a lot of the pillars of our team that we had last year coming back in. And so what I want to see from him is how can he efficiently use us? That's what it comes down to, because sure, he can have his philosophies and everything. That's great. But guess what? Does that mesh with us? And if it doesn't, how do we adjust so it does? So I've only been in there 2 days during mandatory minicamp. I was there for OTAs or anything like that. Yeah. But just in those 2 days, I love his meetings. He brings in outside concepts, talking about basketball, talking about life. And I love when people can make the sport more than just, hey, where's football, football, football. Let's bring in different types of concepts to help people understand, to make it more entertaining so I'm not falling asleep in your meeting. So that's a plus. And so, no, I'm excited. He's got some energy too, so that's always good. I love energy from our coaches out there, and so it's going to be fun.
Austin Eckler here with us. I saw the other day that Tyreek Hill said he wants to put up 2,000 yards this year and win a Super Bowl. And when I first saw that, it's not just because I knew you were coming up on the show. I said, man, Austin Eckler's been close, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. Do you think that you're knocking on the door of maybe going on out there and putting up 1,000 yards, not only running but also catching the ball in a single season?
Look, I always am really hesitant on putting out those types of declarations. So for me, it comes back to the concepts. Like, you're going to get everything. You're going to get every ounce of effort that I can put out there. Do I want to do that? Yes. That's the standard that I've set that I can do, but I'm not going to come out and say I'm going to do 2,000, and do all that. But, to each of their own, So if he's going to do it, let's see it. I'm excited. He's a great player. He has that definite potential. He's got that ceiling that he can go and push. And so I'm excited to see it. But for me, I have a standard too. I've been playing pretty consistent for the last 2 years. I better go out there. I better be having a bunch of all-purpose yards, and I better be scoring a lot of touchdowns.
And I'll just say for you, the reason why I don't think it's going to happen, you guys just have too much damn talent on that team. There's only one ball, That's a lot with all the receivers you have and then the deep running back room. Man, they would really be making the case for you to get a new contract if that was the case this year.
I mean, that's my job. My job is to go out there and make that case for myself, right? I have a lot of odds stacked against me, we do every year as football players. There's injuries, there's your age, there's, expectations, there's new competition coming in every single year. I'm not shying away from competition. I tell these young guys every year, come try to take my job. Come try to. You can try, because guess what? I'm doing everything in my power for you not to be able to take my job, and I'm going to continue to run and play at a high level and be consistent. And so if you can earn that, that's good. You earn your own reps. But at this point, I'm trying to eat them all up, even though we do have talent, because that's what it is. That's how we get better as a team. And so, yeah, maybe the odds aren't in my favor, but yeah. I mean, I'm not looking at odds. I'm looking at myself. Look at yourself in the mirror, and that's where you start.
Absolutely love that answer. Austin Eckler here with us. So, today for players that were franchise tag, it was the deadline to reach an extension to get a new long-term contract. Your contract situation has been well-publicized this offseason, but for guys like Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Tony Pollard, they didn't get deals. Just as someone that has been in a similar position looking for a new deal, just how did you react to today's occurrence?
Yeah, I've been pretty vocal about this just because, it's not good for our running back market as far as capital coming in. It's putting like a ceiling on it. There's no new contracts being made. There's no new comparables that are actually relevant because there's been a set number set on guys. It's from a player's aspect, we have no control of that. I have no control. So really who we want answers from is the ownership. Like, why are you doing this? What's the reasoning? Like, give us, like, you aren't interviewing them about it. Like, how many owners have you talked to about this? Zero. And so that's who we
got
here.
I would love to.
I know. They ain't going to say anything either because for whatever reason, right, they got this thing going on where it's like a new trend. Let's not pay these guys. I don't know. Maybe they're just testing us. Like, hey, let's see what happens. You poke the bear, you're going to make us have to do something. You're forcing us to be in a situation where, look, we are trying to fight for value. I understand they're trying to fight for value to, make sure, hey, let's try to get the most out of we can at the cheapest, and then we can spread and maybe pay the quarterbacks even more. But guess what? We're out there carrying the ball for you 400 times a year, right? Scoring all your touchdowns, and all the press around fantasy, right? Don't say we don't sell jerseys, all that stuff, because we're doing that too. We're making a big impact. So I don't see how they can justify not giving our guys contracts. They can bring up the injury thing. I don't care what position you look at. There's positions, every position gets injured. So that's what I would want to hear from them, is just kind of what's their logical reasoning behind it. And so for me, seeing this, these guys not getting, any contract, it's like, they've fell victim to the process that we've agreed upon, and the ownership is playing by the rules that we agreed upon. Whether it's right or wrong, now is for us to decide, because there's different ways that you can skew things to be in your favor and not in your favor. it's just business for them. It's just business for us too. So, you know, we've seen guys hold out in the past. It wouldn't surprise me if that's another thing that's going to be happening now, or hold in, I guess you say, whatever these, like, I don't know. It's just putting a lot of pressure on us with not a lot of information.
And with your current situation, I know that they gave you permission to seek a trade this offseason and see what was out there. Were you ever close to getting dealt and not being on the Chargers?
No. And that's because I came with a lot of baggage. You were going to have to trade some high picks for me. The Chargers, they weren't going to let me go for anything that wasn't up there. So they saw my value there. It's funny how when they allow me to trade, they're like, okay, but we want you to get these types of picks, which were not low picks. But we're not going to pay you like you're that type of player. So it's kind of interesting where it's like, oh, if you're going to get traded, you got to get traded at this level. But if we're going to keep you, we're going to keep you down here at this level. So you can see for them, yeah, that makes sense because they're getting the best of both worlds there. They have the leverage. And so that's why it was tough for me to get out anything out there and get a new contract. We're going to have to give up high picks and also restructure my contract. And so that's just, you know, being transparent on my situation. And look, I signed my 4-year deal. You know, I'm very thankful to have an opportunity to continue to play. I'm gonna go out there and play at another high level again, but now there's just more pressure on me because I have no guarantees, and I will be a free agent after this year, you know, unless, you know, there's something gets done during the year, which could be a possibility.
Can you get franchise tagged at the end of this year, or was there something reworked in your contract to prevent that?
You know, I can get franchise tagged.
Yeah, because that's like objectively looking at that. I was curious about that. That's where I think this is going to go to, because they're not just going to let you walk for anything.
It depends. We'll see.
Wrap it up with Austin Eckler. Let me just ask you about your quarterback and Justin Herbert. I'm a huge fan of Justin Herbert. I see some people say that he's overrated. I don't really get those comments. When you hear stuff like that, just what do you say to people that believe Justin Herbert, with what he's done his first 3 years in the league, is overrated?
Yeah, he's been in the league for 3 years, and I think we've had this new era of quarterbacks, and so the comparables are pretty great. It's great for the game. You know, when we get a lot of these stud quarterbacks in because they're flashy, right? You know, they make good runs. They sell a lot of jerseys. They're relatable to the younger crowd. And so it's great for our game, and that's why we see these guys getting rewarded, you know, in the pay column. And so for us, you know, having Justin, he's been right there with us. He's given us a competitive chance every single year. Even going into a first year, giving us opportunities to make it to the playoffs and to make a run. And so, for us, it's great having him. It makes me excited to be on the team. Cause I'm like we have, if you don't have a quarterback that's, you know, top in your division, especially our division, you know, where we got Mahomes, over here. And so we got, you know, the last year's world champ. So, I'm excited to play with him. You know, is he overrated? I would say absolutely not, because he's one of the top quarterbacks every single year, and we're right there at the end as well. If anything, you know, our inconsistency, I think, has almost held him back from our injuries that we've had. So I still think he's underrated, but still needs a year to prove that. But yeah, no, I think he's a stud. He's going to continue to grow, and I'm looking forward to play with him.
We'll always enjoy when you jump on board with us. Once again, check out the Austin Eckler Foundation. They just unveiled the new state-of-the-art high school gym last week. Austin, good luck, and thanks so much for doing this once again.
Yep, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.